Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Everybody, welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast. As always, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both on the Midnight Paco Podcast.
That's right.
As you can see, what? We have a very special guest in the house.
Yes, we do. Mr. Fred.
His name is Fred, and he is a rapper.
Who?
He is a show producer.
Huh?
He is an actor.
What?
And most importantly, a fellow comedian.
That's right.
And a father. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Fred. Where can they find you at, man?
You can find me on all these Matrix platforms, Facebook, Freddy Fred on Facebook. On Instagram is Fred_Fred44. So look that up, man. So you'll see the black nationalist flag on there with the sword in the middle of it. That's me. Yeah, so my mouth made a mistake to touch this mic, so I gotta go get some peroxide and wipe my lips down. You know what I'm saying? What's up? How y'all doing? You butt bleeding motherfuckers? How y'all doing out there? What's up, my niggas and my niggerettes and my humans and my humanettes?
My boy Fred.
Fred is in the house. Man, Fred is.
Hey, hold on. Dope song, dog.
Dope song?
What's the name of it?
I'll cut you.
That's one of my best songs, too.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm the total eclipse. I don't rep the streets. Yo, I'm on that Will Smith shit. People testing me, hoping that I would fail. I'm not buzzing in the streets, but my name is House Hell. Cut you deep like a pussy if you wanna harm me. I'm heaven sent. Use the devil's reject like Rob Zombie. I'm a bad man up in the gold platinum overseas, cause I don't sell in the hood. You can try me with your oven pits on, I'm too hot. You ain't strong enough, cause I can find your weak spot. Sucker, I'm like, you can't get rid of me, you're a bad man. You can't get really need to fix. You too cocky like a bunch of dicks, yo. You beating me? You gotta be kidding me. I'm the truth like math. Rappers got a problem with me. Yo, I make you evacuate cause I'm running this house. Don't get evicted, cause I'll kick your punk ass out.
That's
right. Yeah, I ain't the one to step to, cause I cut you.
Oh,
yeah.
So to the Midnight Paco Podcast, brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services, help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
Let me
explain to you my introduction to Fred. Actually, Fred was DJing on our first show.
Was it?
Wasn't an open mic.
at the front stage.
He was DJing that night?
Oh, yeah. At the Severance over there.
Oh, yeah, when you were.
Shout out to Rozelle. That was his show. And that was great, man. That was a good room, man.
Right.
I wish we'd have kept that shit going.
Yeah, that was a great
show. But I don't know if you realize this, Fred, but that was Justin and I's first show.
Like, was it? Real legit, like... 10-15 yeah, on the show, I think. Yeah, I remember.
Was dope, man. I remember when what I did, some joke. What is that? You came out to Walk It Out. I remember I played Walk It Out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so wait a minute. Let me ask you this. You remember what I came out
to? You came out to Channel Live, Madism.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. I remember because I played it.
No.
I just out the blue just played it.
Bruh, no. Hold on. I got it on tape. You came out to my original song that I made, remember? It was my original shit.
That is right.
And you was like, "That's you?" I'm like, "Yeah, I made that."
Oh, I think I remember that.
No, you don't. You don't remember.
I remember that. I do remember.
Okay,
I do remember.
Your memory is fucking.
I mean, it was my shit.
No, I'm just talking about Fred DJing that night.
No, he knew you came out of the room.
That's crazy.
Look, listen.
Marijuana okay. people.
Look, I'm gonna just keep it all the way 100 with you.
You got a good memory, man.
Yeah, that's fucking legit.
I've been told that I am Fred in an opposite world.
You are.
That's what I've been told.
Listen, I hang with people who got way better sense than I do. This man right here, and him too. They got way better sense than I do. I don't have good sense, man. You know what I'm saying?
Let's try.
I hang with people who like that because I need a balance. I'm a Libra, so I got a balance. Matter of fact, my birthday is next week. I'll be 48.
Nice. So, nice. Congratulations.
So it ain't a birthday. It's a holiday.
It's
so technically, right, if I was Superman, that would be Bizarro right here.
Bizarro.
I don't know who that is, but yeah.
See? Yeah, I don't know the reference.
You don't know?
Is that the evil twin or...
Sort of.
If I was a superhero, I would say I'm Deadpool.
Yeah, I like Deadpool. Shit. He plays a good character, doesn't he?
I like
Deadpool. Ryan Reynolds.
Yep. Ryan Reynolds, he plays a good character, but Deadpool.
He brought the character to life. Look,
they making Deadpool.
The shit talking, you know.
They making Deadpool every time he comes out. They making. This is just my observation. They making him gayer and gayer.
I mean. Yeah, he does talk some.
I'm a superhero.
I didn't see Deadpool vs. Wolverine yet, but
that was good.
Was it good?
It was good.
I had to watch it.
I took my son. Yeah.
And no shots against the LGBT, and that, but I'm just saying.
Wow. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Butt bleeding LGBTQ. Why y'all gonna take the chakra colors, man, and flip it around? Why y'all do that?
Why do you do that? No.
Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Fred.
Well, your hair look nice and smackable, boy. It's nice and clean. Y'all hit both of y'all, boy.
Shiny.
Y'all shit shiny. Boy, I'm jealous.
All three of us.
Not me. I got to shave, man. Oh, okay. Y'all is shiny, boy.
I did it today for the show.
Yeah, me too. Okay. Fred. I shine.
See, Fred don't know this is worldwide. Yeah, he thinks it's just Cleveland-based.
I'm sorry.
He gets to show off his stubble.
Yeah, my hygiene is bad, man.
You over there looking like a hippie.
Yeah,
what's going on?
I ain't brushed my teeth this morning, man. Y'all smelling my breath. Man, you know what I'm saying?
Garlic wings. Bam.
Hey.
Fabulous.
Yo, hygiene is horrible, son.
We got Fred in
the house. Fred,
long time. You know what? And you know, I will say that he is a fellow comedian and also my brother. And I'm going to say, like, you know, just open it up. Like, you know what? How long you been doing this, man? How long you been doing comedy?
Honestly, I've been doing it since 2005 when Richard Pryor passed. That was his transition.
That's crazy.
And then his spirit came into me, right? And when I first started doing it, man, I used to bomb like a motherfucker. I used to get booed. Woo, man. I didn't take it seriously like after the pandemic because people was like, man, you done got better with it. I'm like, for real? Okay, fuck it. I'm going to keep going.
Okay.
That's what I, you know.
Nice.
Yeah, so.
So you 20 years in the game, basically.
20-year veteran.
That ain't no 20 years. What,
2005? 2025 next year. I'm just saying.
Oh, it is. Damn.
19.
It's 20 years.
So how old were you, Fred, when you started?
2005. What's that?
That was I was probably 20.
You graduated in 93 or 94.
95, right? East Tech High School. Shout out to all my East Tech scarabs.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so you would have been like 18.
Yeah.
In 95.
Yeah, I was 18, 19, 95.
So 5 years is 20.
I was probably 27 around that age, maybe.
Man, my math is horrible. Hold on, 22. Oh, shit, man.
You've been in 22 in 2000. And you said you started in 24.
Was I 30-something?
No, bro. He was 20-something.
Yeah, he was
definitely. Yeah. I was 28.
Yeah, he had to have been around 20.
No, I was 24 in 2000.
Yeah, but you said 2005 is when you started.
2005, so I was 5 years later. That's
25.
25. 24.
Did you have braids?
Yeah, I did. I had them old dog braids back in the remember in Menace Society.
Yeah,
I had them braids, and people tell me I look like old dog on crack.
What's your braids looking like?
Old dog braids?
Holding on.
No, my hair, man. I used to wear them braids, them single braids.
Yeah.
Remember Menace Society?
Yeah.
Old dog.
Yeah.
I used to rock them shits, man.
Okay.
Girls, I used to wear my hair like Snoop. I used to wear braids. I used to wear like Snoop Dogg on the side. And girls used to be, look at me like.
They thought you were Snoop. Or something.
I mean, so when did you start shaving it?
My hair started thinning out in 2000. Okay. I had a bald spot right here.
Okay.
And then all this just started thinning out.
So you was
out.
On the Jermaine Dupri.
Yeah. Jermaine Dupri'd out. You know, your hair start thinning out right here, right here.
Yeah, that's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
Yeah, take it off.
Yeah. Hair follicle, you start accumulating all types of inflammation in your hair follicles. I just learned that last week.
So as you know, if somebody wanted to look up your music, how would they find your music?
Yeah.
Go on YouTube. It's all on YouTube now. You can get it for free. You
got what?
Nappy Hair Fred. You got Nappy Hair Fred.
Okay.
Napadelic. That's all my all the tracks is on YouTube. All of them. Bald Head Fred's Energy. That's on there. I put that on there. It's
so
free.
So when did you turn from nappy head to bald head?
2000.
Okay.
My hair started thinning out.
So you was nappy head Fred before that?
Yeah. Then my head then.
No, actually, you know what? I listened to, you know, his music, and he's an MC. He's like, Fred, he's not one of these.
Stand up like this. You ain't got to dump like every time. You should be able.
He's He's one of those. Can we get him that, please?
No, he's good.
All you gotta
do is talk.
He said he'll feel more comfortable with it.
That's cool. I just do this.
Okay. So you know, he's actually an MC. Like I came from like 90s hip hop.
I always wanted to be.
Fred, he flows though. I mean, Fred be flowing. I BS, but yeah. Fred is. He's an MC.
Yeah, he takes it serious. He got emotion into it.
He's got, but he spits though. He's a real spitter. Like, how long you been spitting, bro?
Man, since early '90s, man. Shit, I stole one of my sister's raps. That's where it started me rapping.
So your sister was a rapper?
She wasn't a rapper. She just made up a rap, and I stole it. And then I started, and then all of a sudden I just started, well, ninth grade, that's when I started rapping.
Okay.
I went to John Adams High School, and
You went to John Adams?
Yeah. My first year, my ninth grade year, then a half of my 10th grade year, I started rapping. That's when I took it more serious. I noticed then that my skills started to develop a little bit. Yep. And it got better.
You went to John Adams.
I didn't think of that. I'm slow. Yeah, that's dope. We started doing talent show. Shout out my dude Eric Turk, my dude Cameron. We were doing a talent show. We got booed at the talent show, but it was fun though. You know what I'm saying?
And this is John Adams Rebels.
Yeah, John Adams Rebels. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a rebel too.
What?
Yeah.
Why did you get booed?
But we got partially booed, but then they started liking us. That's when I started tongue twisting and shit. Remember with Twister?
Okay.
I start rapping like that.
Okay.
Once I start tongue twin, they start booing a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
I want to know. So you went to the original Adams with the camel humps?
Yep. Yeah. Before you know, it was that 90s. Yeah, that shit was.
Somebody ain't never seen you, Fred.
We went
to the same school. Hallway. Wait a minute, you said you came out '95?
No, I graduated from East Tech in '95. I went to John Adams in ninth grade, half my 10th grade year. Then I went to Tri-C Middle College. They had a program there for people who wanted to drop out of high school. Mm. So I went to that. You know, then I went to East Tech. I finished in East Tech, 1995.
Interesting. Yeah.
Fun year, man. 95, man. It was 90s was the shit.
I graduated in 96, dude.
Where?
Up in Erie.
Erie, okay.
Yeah, Central.
Oh, okay.
Central High School. We came down and played Central I mean, Illyria Catholic and St. Ignatius in football.
Wait a minute. St. Ignatius whooped that ass.
We got destroyed.
I know they did. Yeah. St. Ignatius.
Yeah, they're like a college. They're like a little college.
They drafted everything.
They in the hood. They ran right on the corner for me.
Yeah, well, we got destroyed like 40-something.
You talking about Benedictine, right? Ignatius is on the west side.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Benedictine. Yeah. Damn, got that shit all mixed up. Yeah.
Ignatius is on, yeah, off of like west.
Yeah, yeah.
By Wendy's over there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I remember coming down here. We played Illyria Catholic. We got beat by them. Not real bad, I don't think. It was like 35-something, but it was bad enough, put it like that. So the Ohio team smashed us, put it like that. But
of course we did. But you know, going back to Fred.
Because they were all, they were there.
Oh, yeah, Ohio and Cleveland, we don't play about our sports. We pretty dope.
Oh, yeah.
So who are some of your rapping influences? Like, who did you listen to? I mean, other than taking your sister's rap, who did you listen to say, yo, I can do this? Like, I want to do this.
Goddamn LL. KRS-One. I got that. I had it on My Philosophy. I remember I had
My Philosophy and I'm Bad as the first two songs on the cassette tape. I used to play that shit every day. And that's what got me there.
See, a lot of people don't know that LL was flowing his ass off.
LL actually brought the arrogance in rappers. See, before him, you had Run DMC, right? They was like, okay, before them, you had Grandmaster Flash. Right. They was all into like kind of like the disco thing. They was wearing like the tight pants and shit, man. The little fruit booty, gear they had. But when Run DMC came out, they did it. All that shit. They was wearing the Adidas. You know the gold chains, the hats, the leather. That did all that. And then when LL came out. He brought the arrogance of it. Like, I'm bad. I'm hard. Look at me, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
And the smooth side of it.
Right. I need love. Yeah. He brought the Drake side. That was like
the Drake side.
That was that paved the way for Drake.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Then one more. KRS-One.
Okay.
He brought the streets into it. The why da da dang, why da 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 dang.
Hey.
Listen to my 9mm go
bang.
That street shit.
Yep.
He brought the streets into it. You understand? That's the pattern. I kind of noticed the pattern of how all this developed. You know, the hip hop, you know, the music, the styles and all that stuff developed. You know what I'm saying? I kind of like just analyzed that because I was like, yo, okay. We wonder where all this stuff come from. It came from the old school. It came from... We paved the way for that shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Up until now, okay, let me give you some more history. Treacherous 3, Kool Moe Dee, and I forget the other two members. They started fast rap. You know what fast rap is?
Give us a sample.
Okay. You know the rapper Moni Love?
Yeah.
The way she rap is real fast. Treacherous 3 started that. Kool Moe Dee and the other two people. I can't remember their name.
Super Rhyme?
Super Rhyme.
See, his memory.
His memory is so fucking good. It's
so
impeccable.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Super Rhyme. Matter of fact, I was placing that on Sirius Radio the other day. And I said, damn, I need to buy that shit. Because if you listen to that to this day,
right?
Yo, that shit was ahead of its time. That shit was hard. It's hard to this day, man. A lot of that stuff back in the day, if you listen to it now, you'd be like, damn, that shit was ahead of its time. Yeah. Treacherous 3, Kool Moe Dee, they started the fast rap, which kind of transformed into like, tongue twisting, like I'm gonna give you an example. They started like the syllables, like how. Okay,
what you mean? Tell us what you're talking about.
Okay, let me give you an example.
Yeah. Let's go, Fred.
One of my songs, I got a song called "Lyrical Weirdo."
Let's go.
Okay.
You see that window over there? Your head gonna go through it. I ate your style alive and threw it up because I don't need your body fluid. I be the brain. I don't even remember my own shit. God damn, the syllables of it. Biggie was good with that. Okay, let me do another song. Luke Cage. I run this city, ain't no stopping me. You just small people trying to rock with me. You worse than God damn, I'm drunk as fuck. It's just once I sober up, I'll show you what syllables is.
No,
Kool Moe Dee and Trent, they started all that. They started that whole rhyme flow.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm just giving y'all a little history of hip hop.
Yeah,
that's all.
Yeah,
ain't nothing wrong with it, man.
Yeah,
you know,
you fall in love with it, and that's what made you do it. You know what I mean? It makes you want to do something like that. That's the thing. Like a lot of people, man, they don't know what they, you know, it takes them a while to find something they want to do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
And something that they're passionate about. I love rap, but I've always wanted to, but it's like I don't have the emotion. I ain't broken. I mean, I'm a little bit broken, but I'm not Eminem broken. Where are you fucking, if you're gonna do it, you gotta fucking do it.
I just want to say that Fred is waterfalling his own drink. He's not sharing drink. That's his own drink. He's waterfalling right now. And another observation that
what waterfall?
I don't know what he meant by that, but I'm drinking champagne, Andre Brut.
Yeah,
I don't drink.
This hard is a waterfall.
Oh, yeah. When you drink alcohol, you gotta drink water to follow, because alcohol will dry your pineal gland up. That's what it do.
Yeah.
So you gotta drink and follow up with water. I learned that from my auntie.
He said waterfall. I never heard that.
Did you see what I just did?
Yeah.
I
never heard of that term, but yeah.
You just didn't want to touch lips?
Yeah, he's waterfalling it.
Oh, we talking about when I don't want to touch my lips on them.
Yeah, he's waterfalling his own drink.
Yeah, because the glass. See, Justice is Justin's glass. See? I don't know where this glass been, you know what I'm saying?
He's waterfalling.
So I don't know what type of pussy he eat. So I gotta do like this.
Go ahead. He's waterfalling his own drink. And I wanted it to be known that, look, he's not sharing a drink. He's waterfalling his own drink.
Yeah, waterfall. I ain't never heard of that.
That's dope. I wash dishes. But okay.
So
and those are brand new, basically.
So, new? Okay.
Yeah, but he's waterfalling his own drink. But anyway.
I didn't mean to jump to conclusions.
That's okay. Because it helps you go into the mind of Fred. But anyway, look, check this out. My first introduction to Fred, you know, as a comedy novice, I saw Fred perform. And this was during the pandemic.
Okay, I remember.
Fred came in. He was like, you know, masked up, had his hat on. I didn't even know he did comedy. When he got on stage, he got up there with like, you know, because I'm a sponge at this point, and still is, because I'm a student of the game. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this dude got a lot of energy.
What you really thinking that?
Yes, sir.
When you first saw me.
When I first saw you, I didn't know. When I first saw you, I was like, okay. He greeted me. But he was like masked up. It was during the pandemic. He had a mask on and a hat.
Where was he at? Severance?
He was at Severance. And I seen you before at like Hatfields. Yeah. But it was like, okay, I didn't know he did comedy. He took that mask off and got up on stage, and it was showtime. It was like somebody flipped a switch. Mm-hmm. And it was like, you know, you see him off stage. He was like, what's up? You know, he had his mask on. All I saw was eyes, and he was like, yeah, you know, like, whatever. And then he hit the stage, and it was like, whoa. I'm like, dang, look at this dude. And I even talked to Justin after. I said, look, I want to be fearless and attack the crowd like Fred. And that's real shit, bro.
Not giving a fuck.
Am I lying, Jay?
Nope. You ain't lying.
Listen, when I first met Cool C, who was we at? I think, yeah, Severance.
Yeah.
And you, like, you told me to go somewhere. Where did we sign up at? I think it was an open mic. He was like, come over here. I was like, wow, this guy's a really nice guy. Shit, man, you a really nice dude. Man, I think I like him already. You know what I'm saying? Never met him in my life. I was like, wow, he's really nice. I think I might connect with this dude, man. So, and then, you know, we all of a sudden, all I remember is, my memory ain't that good. See, you remember that shit.
I just remember his details.
Wow.
It's amazing.
That's why our foundation come from the Severance.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, actually, our foundation come from the neighborhood that we from.
Yeah.
Fred and I are actually from the same hood.
But I didn't.
We didn't cross paths.
We didn't. No.
That's crazy.
Because I'm not a hood dude. You more hood than I am. I'm not hood at all.
And it's funny that you recognize that, because a lot of people think the opposite.
Because you look way more calm.
He's a glowworm. You Teddy Ruxpin.
You sold dope back in the day?
I did.
You did? Okay, I ain't never did.
I mean, but no. Let me correct that. It wasn't dope, but it was the same block. But it was actually weed, because weed. I felt like
a block of weed.
No, in my mind, I said,
how many people need it?
So no,
the people need it.
No, here go my true philosophy. I was big for my age, and I looked older.
Okay.
And I like to dress fly. So it was like, I couldn't work because I wasn't old enough.
Right.
But I looked it like I was. I needed the gear.
Did you get a lot of pussy back in the day? That's what I want to know.
Did I get a lot?
Yeah.
Getting a lot of pussy.
Well, he ain't gonna talk about nothing.
Yeah, see, this dude here, he a street cat and he got a lot of pussy. Me, I didn't even get no shit.
So let me just say this.
Nothing.
I was swear.
Real quick. I was on the block, but I was conscious.
Okay, he was a conscious drug dealer.
And I sold weed because I felt like I didn't want to push crack to people. I was on the same block as the crack dealers.
Right.
But I didn't have no crack.
It was a different product.
Right, different product.
You know all that.
You know what options. The thing is? Here's the thing about...
People could pick up crack and weed.
That's a true story. It's a true story, but see, back when I was coming up, I came from the era of it was like, you holding? Mm-hmm. And I used to be like, no, I'm straight. You know what I'm saying? That was the lingo.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
Am I lying?
You used to come up to me like, you got something? I'd be like, huh?
So in my mind, as that when people was like, you holding? And I was like, no, I'm straight. In my mind, I was like $20. That's what I was thinking. I could have made $20 right there.
Yeah.
Every time I'm walking and people ask me, am I holding? In my mind, I'm calculating the money that I could have made that I didn't.
Yep.
And I'm like, man, I'm just coming home from school or coming from a chick house or coming from my dude's house.
Right. Made you some money, y'all.
And I could have made some money and I don't have nothing on me. So I'm like,
yeah,
let me change that narrative. That's how I thought back then.
Entrepreneur. Businessman.
Yeah.
You can put whatever you want on it. Yeah, it's weed, it's drugs, it's this and that. It's providing the product. Don't nobody push nothing on nobody.
Right.
People come to where the product is.
Exactly.
I'm just saying that's how I came up.
Yeah, right.
Ain't no wrong with that.
And that was like on Buckeye and that was like right. Where,
dude, when I was in middle school, my buddy was selling.
You was about to say my nigga. I heard you. You was about to say my neck.
I was going to say my neighbor. My dad said my buddy. Because we were cool until he brought my house.
But
he was selling crack in middle school. I'm like,
you don't know people's background. You don't know who their uncles are. You don't know who their father
is. I kind of knew who his parents were, but
one thing about them saying, "Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead."
No, you're good.
Them St. Clair niggas was real connected. Oh, that was a whole drug dealing block
right there, wasn't it? I'm from Buckeye, so when I was in my adolescent years, I was on Buckeye. I know I'm from. When I talk to dudes from St. Clair,
actually, I'm from 93rd. Then went to Buckeye, but go ahead.
I'm straight Buckeye. I'm 110th Woodland. Morris Black Projects.
They're not there no more.
Hard Streets APA over here, people. You don't even know.
No, but see. and it's funny how time goes because, you know, you said Morris Black Woodland. That was like that was a big Italian spot.
Yeah, Buckeye was all Hungarian, Italian, that whole area.
And that's where Chef Boyardee was.
Really?
Yeah.
I like ravioli. Beefaroni.
Damn, man. I mean,
Hey, look, real quick.
That's what we do. Look,
real quick. Look at this guy's shirt, man. That shit is balling, yo.
Hey, yeah, I just spilled some money, but this is, I love you.
Man, that's dope.
Yo, that's damn fresh off the presses.
Look, you see it's the long sleeve.
Gotta cover this shit up, man.
Version.
Oh,
long sleeve. We're approaching fall here in Ohio.
Ain't a musty in this bitch. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Why? I gotta go pee.
He smell like straight Mr. Hero.
You gotta go to the bathroom again?
Yep.
Go ahead.
My prostate is. Yeah. Before we was talking about, you know, you selling weed, you know, on Buckeye. Hey, I was saying I'm from.
I appreciate everybody who offered when I needed it. Put it like that. Because everybody needs somebody that can get a hold of when they need marijuana when it's not legal.
You know what?
Now it's legal and they taxing the shit out of it.
I just wanted to put it out there in case, you know.
Taxing.
Yeah.
True. You know. I
still buy
know,
it. But
you're not going to hear anything.
Me too.
From nobody else that you didn't hear from me first. You know, like, yeah. I mean, I didn't have a clean background, you know, like, yeah, you know.
I mean, that's not a bad background.
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, like,
just say. The problem is people demonize shit like that and they make it look bad because, oh, you're selling drugs. No, I'm offering off, you know, things that people want. That's what it is.
No, I want to make it clear.
Okay.
That it was not cocaine.
Okay.
It was marijuana.
I wish it was cocaine because motherfuckers need that too.
No one needs cocaine.
Nobody really. I mean, they do for a moment.
It's in coke. It's in pop. It's in ingredients. It's an ingredient.
They need it for a couple moments. Sometimes they ain't
that. I don't think I ever needed cocaine in my life.
Where do you think Coca-Cola come from? It's called Coca-Cola.
I never needed it, but I've done it. And I don't recommend it because there's times I broke out in a cold sweat and thought I was possibly going to
die. You did coke?
Who?
Huh? You do coke, Fred?
No. I drunk Coca-Cola before.
My
That's like doing coke.
My 20s were good times.
All our times. The 20s was the best years, period.
I remember I came to a rave. I believe it was in Spring. What's a rave?
You look like you were in a rave.
No, you won't believe this motherfucking rave, dude. I had no idea this rave. We showed up. I thought it was in Springfield, Ohio. My buddy keeps saying
it's not.
It says Columbus. Columbus. Ah.
Come on, man.
Anyway, we show up. It says, first we go to the pre party, which there's angel dust I smoke.
Before Diddy, right?
Was not it. Not it. We'll get back to that. And then the rave itself, dude. So I'm there. I took some microdots, which was
what acid. Is microdots?
They're acid. It's
what LSD. Is acid?
It's LSD, but they're little, well, like pills. So I took some microdots. That's what they're called.
Comment on that, but go ahead.
Nothing really happened. My buddy came up and was like, "Yeah, I got this pill of ecstasy." Bet. Never tried ecstasy before. This is my 20s.
Looking for it.
I'm listening. Go ahead.
I take this pill of ecstasy, right? I shit you not, and this is live.
Right.
Sugar Hill Gang was in this bitch. Instead of hip, hop, hibbit. The real Sugar Hill Gang was performing in this motherfucking rave while I was on ecstasy, dog. It was one of the best times of my fucking life.
Okay. Fred, you gotta,
I don't mean to stereotype, but be racist or nothing like that. But one thing about white guys, y'all very experimental with drugs.
Yeah. I didn't start until, you know, I never smoked weed until I was 20.
Really?
Yep.
I started when I was 17, actually.
Yep.
When Snoop Dogg and Dre came out, that's when I started smoking.
I dropped out of college, and my buddies, I did a shotgun. I was high as fuck. We went to this club. I drove this fucking, my dad's van, like I was a fucking professional truck driver. Backed this bitch in. I'm like, this is the best thing that's ever happened to me. I'm talking to somebody, weeds, like right. Smoke still coming out of my mouth because the shotgun blew my lungs up. And I fell in love ever since.
Well, let me just say, can I say something?
Right? Yep.
Go for it. It's you.
But I'm going to talk about Justin right quick. Okay. Because Justin is one of my favorite white guys, man. You know, I got favorite white people that I pick. You know, Trump. Shout out to Alicia Gassner from my Facebook friend. She's a white girl. A pro-black white girl, actually. She wanted to, you know. Shout out to my two. Her dude, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's my man. He a herbalist. You know, he's like a hood Dr. CD. You know what I'm saying? I got my favorite white people, man. You know, so people be like, man, Fred, you don't like white people. Yes, I do. I like certain white people.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm glad you said that, Fred.
I like Eminem. Eminem's one of my favorite rappers. Shit.
One of the best.
Yeah,
nobody wants to crown him because he's white. But
listen,
he studied from the best.
Finish your point, Fred.
Yes.
Here's the thing about racism. All right. Racism is not me or individuals saying, oh, you fuck you nigger. No, that's fuck you cracker. No, that's not racism is a system. That is a system of favoritism. All right. Now the system might favor him more than me. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? It's just like that. You know, it ain't about hating people. It's not about hating races. No, it's not about, it's about not tolerating. You see what I'm saying? Cause we don't tolerate. No, you wouldn't tolerate no nigga trying to fuck with you. You know, just like I wouldn't tolerate no white person fucking with me. You know what I'm saying? It's just not, you know what I'm saying? It's not, it's about not tolerating shit. That's all it is. It ain't about people be like, yo, you don't like white. No, I don't tolerate ignorance. Bullshit. Yeah. I don't tolerate ignorance. I don't tolerate ignorance from white people.
Right.
Anything about, when I see ignorance coming from any race, white people, black people, I call it out anywhere. Like, if niggas doing some dumb shit, say a black person pissed me off, right? I might say some ignorant shit that a white person say to him. Like, fuck you, nigga, you monkey ass nigga, you know what I'm saying? And then a white person pissed me off, I'll say some racist shit to them. Fuck you, cracker, you ain't shit. Go fuck a dog in the ass. You know what I'm saying? Do some shit like that. If you an Asian and you talk shit, I'd be like, go cook a dog, or go cook some Chinese food, go cook a cat or some shit. I stereotype any fucking, I don't discriminate. I will go at you any
Come on, Fred.
You know. I said all that to say.
I'm one of your favorite white people.
Yes, you are.
Thank you.
Justin is.
I'm glad.
He got a nigga spirit. He do. He one of them. Not all white people got a nigga spirit. Not all of them. Because you got some white people who
you know, they try to act out like they real wiggerish. But you got some white people who really got a nigga spirit. Right. Justin's one of them cats. I ain't gonna lie. I just think he do.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because
that's shocking coming from me, right?
I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to figure out like what's a nigga spirit.
Yeah.
A
nigga spirit is, you know, just nigga spirit.
Oh, man. Is that like the Ghost of Christmas?
You look at hip hop. That's a nigga spirit.
I would say more relate to what black people go through.
Right. Hip hop is a nigga spirit.
Well, see, and that's where
gospel music is a nigga spirit. Hoodoo is nigga spirit. It's all nigga spirit.
And that's where I draw. I mean, it's like it gets fuzzy.
You don't have to agree. I'm just saying.
Like, I don't know what nigga spirit is, but if you're calling nigga spirit like able to see through the bullshit, then I understand. Is that what it is? Like
that's one of the elements. Yes.
Okay. So if you're saying nigga spirit, and it means like if you had to break it down to like I was 3 or 4, and you had to explain it, like it's certain things that's bullshit.
You relate to nigga shit. You relate to black people. Nigga shit is black American shit. That's nigga shit.
See,
it ain't even African, because the Africans, them Africans overseas, they not niggas. We niggas.
So, and that's where I draw the, that's where I get confused at, because I be like,
it's very confusing.
It's be like, okay, what defines a nigga? Because it's like,
he's a god. A nigga is a god. A nigga, the origin, the word, it come from the word nigga.
That's okay. So, nigga. So basically you're saying like, a melanated person.
Yes. The word. Remember the word? It's N-E-G-U-S.
Okay. Niggas. So break it down.
That the nigga is like a, it's like a, the Hindus talk about the niggas.
Mm-hmm.
When they talk about niggas.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kundalini energy. The serpent, the energy in your spine,
mm-hmm,
that grows above your brain.
So when you say the serpentine fire, that's what they're referring to? Yes.
That's the nigga spirit, the naga. It's the naga. It's the, and that's the
so
energy.
Call it what it is, not what they call it, but what
but
it
we
is.
Say here in America, we call it niggas.
But what is it though?
But it's the kundalini energy that rises above from your spinal energy, from your brain to your dick.
I think it starts from that private area though.
Yeah. It's an energy thing. It's an
so
energy
so place. Basically, if you wanted to break it down to be technical, it's like the serpentine belt.
Serpentine
belt.
Mm-hmm. So see, this like is why see exactly. See, y'all know what the fuck exactly I'm talking about, man. See, so, I'm not talking. See, you know how to decode this shit. You know what I'm talking about. Come on, you talking about you don't agree with. You do agree with. You just decoded it.
No, frames it differently.
Exactly.
No. That's see, I believe. Exactly. I believe in starting from the alpha to the omega. So when I say from the beginning to the end.
See, you broke it down for people that really understand.
Right.
In a different way.
In a different way.
I'm just saying, you know, it's not like, you know, because there is a difference, but you got to, you know, like, you know, it's for people that's out here that's listening to it for the first time and they think this is their first time hearing it. It's
right.
Not, because Maurice White sung about it, mm-hmm, with the Serpentine Fire. He's going to tell you a story and tell you a story about the Serpentine Fire. That's Earth, Wind, and Fire. And he was singing about something, the Serpentine Fire. And the way to break it down is like the Serpentine Belt. And what my brother Fred was actually saying, mm-hmm, you know, I personally don't.
You don't condone it. I get it.
I don't condone
it. You don't have to. That's dope.
I'm just saying you got to call it what it is.
Right.
You got to say what it is, and if you're going to explain the origin,
mm-hmm,
you have to explain what it actually is, not what it's known
see,
as.
If I explain, you see, if you studied it, mm-hmm, you can explain it better than me. You would, because I'm just joking about it, but it's a science to it.
Yeah.
If you actually studied the science, you would break it down way better than me, because I'm kind of just playing with it, but you. You actually broke it down, like, for real. You just don't know. You like you really answer your own question, like, damn.
I just want to make
it clear. I didn't even put it like that. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm not even an expert. I'm just a comedian that drives trucks.
Right.
I drive trucks for a living. I don't know anything.
And them be the smartest niggas. Them be the smartest ones.
I don't know.
The ones that have interest in memories and minds are different.
It's just
you break things down a lot differently, Cole.
I just try to, you know, look at things for what it is.
This man got way more sense than he think he do. He really do. Justin do too. See, Justin's one of them chosen white people, man. He really, I recognize real, man.
I'm glad you said that because a lot of the videos you sent me, I'm confused sometimes.
And it's supposed to confuse you because life is confusing.
Why does Fred Fred sending me? Does he think I'm this?
I sent it to everybody. No. It's not gonna take it. Okay. I send it to everybody. I send it to a lot of people.
As long as you understand, I'm not
right.
Okay.
It ain't nothing personal. It's okay. Science. It's all about science.
100%. Because I agree with a lot of
this is what we're saying.
D Hawk, he couldn't see when I used to send that shit to D Hawk, right? Shout out to D-Hawk.
Shout out to D-Hawk.
Yeah, I'm going to shout you out, even though you don't like me, nigga, but I'm going to shout you out. I used to send them videos. The same video I sent it to Justin, I used to send it to D-Hawk. You know what that nigga did? Unfollow my ass. He unfollowed me. I'm saying, okay, whatever. Here's the thing.
Because he may have thought you were coming at a different angle. And I even talked to him sometimes. Right. Like, why is... I mean, because we cool. We ain't friends. So cool. He knows I'm not that type of dude,
you
right?
You got to have an open mind, man.
Yeah, well, always. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
See, the thing about religious people, people. Some people just caught up in religion.
Right.
And when they, if you talking outside of their religion, no, it's confusing. It's confusing.
Okay.
I get it.
For people that's watching, to break it down real quick.
Yeah.
You know, Fred may send out some controversial or some racist type video.
Name, nigga. I'm from that Jaguar White tribe, nigga.
He sends it to Justin and Justin.
I send it to everybody. It ain't just y'all. I send it to everybody, man.
So my thing is this. It's like
I said, that's
all I like about you, man. Yeah. I like you better than
here go the thing. It's like, you know, Fred is a brain. Fred is a thinking brain.
Why do you think so highly of me, man? Dude, I'm not all that. Dude, I'm just...
Hey, we're all people.
We just different frequencies.
But he recognizes that.
We all have different perceptions, man. The way we see things... Yeah. I look at it the same way. It's just, you know, I have a different approach. I look at it the same way you look at it. I just have a different approach. Everybody have different approaches.
So Fred is a thinking brain. He's a thinking organism.
You are too, man.
Thank you.
Okay.
So, and...
Don't give me that credit like that.
No, but... You deserve it. But I recognize it.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Hey, I appreciate it.
You gotta understand, all three of us are sitting here, right? We're all on the same path.
Yeah, I mean...
And we all are on that path because we think a certain way about what we're dealing with in this world.
Yeah.
So that's where he's coming at. We all express it differently, for sure. We all have different paths on where we came to this point.
Right.
However, we're all... on the same level, and we all understand what we're doing.
We are universal, man.
So this is the thing. You know, people may ask me, you know, and I have been asked, and I ain't afraid to say it. Like, why you messing with Jay? Mm-hmm. You know, why you on a platform with that dude?
Right.
And
we've
had those
conversations.
I'm like, yo, I mess with Jay. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know me. You know how I view things and things like that, but it's like, you know, we're talking as humans.
Species. We all, you know.
Can I cut you off?
Yeah.
Please.
Go for it. Okay. We all humans. And we different types of humans. Just like you got birds, different type of birds. You got eagles, you got pigeons, you got seagulls, you got Orioles, blue jays, different type of birds. But they're not the same bird. You got chickens. You got
turkeys,
mm-hmm.
Crows.
They're not the same. Yes, they all birds, but they're not the same type of birds. This is just science. You know what I'm saying? The same thing with humans. Yeah, you got white people. You got black people. You got just different cultures. All these differences. You understand? And these differences, you know, they clash like because people don't respect each other's
differences. Sometimes they clash and sometimes
they because
don't.
We don't respect each other's differences. That's left brain thinking. Left brain thinking is all about differences. It's all about racism, sexism, classism, all these different isms. You know what I'm saying? That's real left brain thinking. Right brain thinking is everything comes together. You know what I'm saying? We can all talk about it. Different nationalities come together talking about stuff, whatever. You know what I'm saying? That's
That's right brain thinking.
So if I had to, like, you know, define what right brain thinking is, it's like understanding and knowing that we all came from God.
Exactly. And we all
came from God, and
we all frequencies.
I mean, we're all souls that just came in different bodies.
Exactly.
Man.
We came in different bodies, but we all have functions here in the universe.
Right. But then you have certain species or certain entities that try to dominate others. You know what I'm saying? Just like you know,
that's true.
You have, just like we talk about racism. Mm-hmm. You know, it's racism is about people dominating others. Karis once said this the best. He said, "Oh man, he broke this shit so good on his Sneak Attack album that came out in 2000." He said, "It's no such thing as racism. It's no such thing as government. It's just people ruling over people. And you have people just ruling over people here in this country. You had Caucasian people that rule over the indigenous people." And it's like that in Africa. It's like that in Australia. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, there's a lot of just advantages.
Yeah, unfortunately, you need structure. But unfortunately, the way things have been built, it's all about control.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's getting to the point where even now, as much as we were talking about freedom back in like the 80s and the 90s, it's become more controlled than ever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? True. And that's the crazy thing about it.
So, okay.
And people are cool with it.
and that's what's up. But you know what? You know, not to change subjects or not to say what I said wasn't important, but you are a comic. And let me just ask you this.
Okay, let's get back to the comedy.
Who are some of your comedic influences? Who did you watch? If you had to give me a top five, who would be your top five?
Of course, Richard Pryor.
Richard
Pryor. He was the first one. I went to the drive in movies. We saw, all I remember is the cuss words. I don't remember the jokes. I just remember the cuss words. Richard Pryor. Eddie Murphy. Delirious Raw.
Grew up on that
shit.
All day, yep.
But more importantly, the people who really influenced me, I would say Chris Rock.
Chris Rock.
Yep, he's another one.
And don't think that you can't say nothing about it locally either. They count.
Nobody locally inspired me.
Okay. You said Richard Pryor, Eddie Murphy, Chris Rock, and we got two more.
All the Wayans brothers.
Damn.
The Wayans brothers.
Which one?
All of them. I can't say.
Yeah, Ken, Shaq.
All of them. Damon.
Yep.
Sean. I would say Marlon more than anything.
Really?
Marlon.
I like Damon. Damon's my favorite.
Yeah, I think Damon's a goat.
Damon's
a goat in the family.
Damon and Marlon.
Marlon's
our age.
Yeah, he's 51. He's 51.
He's all right. I'm 49.
Marlon's 51.
I'm 49. Yeah. He's our age.
Okay.
He's 51.
Wow.
He would have went to school with us.
Yep.
Not me.
He like my.
He got me by a few. He got my sister's age.
My sister was born in 71.
Yeah, did your sister go to
Atlanta? She graduated from the School of Arts. Shout out to my sister Shauna. How you doing?
Shout out to Fred's sister.
Yeah, shout out to Shauna.
She's the one who inspired me to rap. Nice. She's my biggest supporter. She support my comedy.
Good.
Shout out to my sister Shauna. She's a pastor too. Yeah.
How many siblings did you have?
I just got one.
Okay.
Shauna.
Good.
Her name is Shauna. Yeah.
Everyone needs support.
How older is she than you?
She's like her mid-50s.
Okay.
So it's sort of like my sister.
By 1971.
She's older than you, way older.
Yeah,
she's 50 something.
50s in her mid 50s. Yeah.
Yeah, because 53. You and I are a lot parallel in you.
We all in our older 40. You 40.
I'm 46.
I'm 49.
I'm about to be 48.
Me and my sister, you know that it came from my mom. We like a year and 9 months apart.
When your birthday?
August 19th.
Yeah, Virgo.
Leo. The best sign. I'm sorry that you guys are
Taurus,
not
self-centered. Taurus
I'm
is
sorry
the best.
You're not.
Self-centered, motherfucker.
Taurus is the best. I'm sorry.
My father was a Taurus.
That's why.
Materialistic. Man, don't get me wrong. They give you the show back, but they ain't.
Scorpio vibes. What's your sign?
Scorpio vibes. A Scorpio.
I'm a Libra, but my birthday is October 21st. I'm
you're a Scorpio.
I'm borderline. I'm a Libra Scorpio.
Scorpion ass nigga.
the Libra Scorpios. We ain't the same as the September Scorpios.
You give me Scorpio.
I mean September Libra. Excuse me. I got a lot of Scorpio in my.
No.
Vindictive. You show my bag, but if you fuck with me. I'm going to get at you.
Yeah, it's funny because Fred, he'll have the crowd cracking up and then he'll take that bitch and fucking.
October 24th, Funny Bone. Shout out to Rob Ward.
Rob Ward is groundbreaking.
We got to bring Rob Ward here, man.
Hold on. You know what? I want to give a shout out to our background here. The Midnight Paco. We got Trap Boy Medican.
Trap Boy Medican.
Wait, you got to use the restroom?
Sorry. Okay. I'll just get out the way.
We got Chat
Impossibilities.
We got two chicks.
My 2-6 apparel.
We got the Agora.
Yeah, the Agora. You know, they're silent. You know.
Brands.
We got
Rich Green. Oh, I see that. What up, Rich?
Britton Grace.
Got Britton.
What up, Britton? We about to do the show. We on the show the same together.
We got the Funny Stop. That's Justin and I's home club.
Yeah.
Shout out to Funny Cuyahoga Falls.
And we got Bill Squire.
Oh, what's up, Bill?
Bill Squire.
And Bill Squire don't like me, but a shout out to him. He be seeing me be like, what's up, bro?
You know what? It's not about
show and I bought a shirt. And I support it.
You know what?
Bill Squire cool. He cool.
Bill Squire, you know what? I seen Bill Squire a couple of times and I see him, I'll be like, that's our Cleveland's Jay Leno.
Exactly. Damn. What? Yeah, you're right on the deal.
And you know what? That's what this show is all about. We promote, man.
I support
the things that moving and shaking in this area. Ain't no hate coming from the Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco.
I'm surprised I don't see him up there. Bill Squire up there at the Funny Bone. I'm surprised. Because he should be up there, to be honest with you. Boy, you know, doing like a lot of like hosting and stuff like that, cause
you know what? Shout out to Bill Squire. He's on the radio, and shout out to him. He's doing his thing. Anybody that's doing anything in Cleveland in a positive way, I'm supporting. I'm behind.
That's what we're trying to
do. So shout out to Bill Squire.
Bring him up here. Y'all get him up here too.
We got a whole wall here I can fill up with shirts. I'm trying to get merch, man. When you get your merch,
I forgot to bring merch.
And he's looking out for the butt bleeding shirts coming out. Butt bleeding ass nigga shirt.
And you know what?
I mean, I'm gonna buy one.
Butt bleeding ass.
In addition to, you know, like I said, you know, my first introduction to Fred, I admire his energy and he got up, you know, fearlessly.
But what made you want to do it?
What?
Like comedy. Like you rap.
Because I rap, yeah.
What made you want to do start telling jokes?
A lot of my raps is like comedy. So I said, let me try this comedy. Because I'm a silly nigga anyway.
How did you find out about doing it?
Like, how did you
start? When I first started, let me find one.
I started thinking about my comedy raps. Like, I got a song called Your Breath Stank, Fat Girls, Jacking Off. Mm-hmm. I started thinking about them songs. I'm like, man, these some funny ass songs. I think I could be a comedian.
Okay.
I'm going to try this shit. Then I went down to, shout out to Lee. Wherever you at.
Shout out to Lee.
Lee was the old supervisor at the Improv.
Okay.
In the early 2000s prior to that.
So they had open mic down there?
They used to have audition. Every Wednesday at 12 o'clock.
Noon?
At noon.
Wow, motherfuckers calling off work.
That's how I met Rob Coleman. Shout out to Rob Coleman.
Yeah.
I met him there.
He's been on the show.
Yep. Friend of the show.
Okay. Who else? God damn. It was just him.
Okay.
It was just him. And you're the only person I met do that.
Okay, though. That's what's up, though, because now they don't have that shit now.
Nah, Frank, you know what I mean? Frank ain't going to do that shit. Down at the Funny Bone. We're going to start that.
No, who is Frank?
Frank is the manager at the Funny Bone. Okay. Shout out to Frank.
Shout out to Frank.
Yeah, he hired me. I used to work there.
Whoa. So you work at the Funny Bone?
I work at the Cleveland Funny Bone, formerly the Improv. I'm the doorman.
So Frank is the one that...
It's the supervisor, yes.
Okay.
Shout out to Craig Doyle. Greg Doyle hired me back in 2017, and I quit because I felt like I was getting too micromanaged. And then I came back back in 2023, years later, and Frank hired me.
Did they have open mic then or no?
No.
Okay.
No,
so didn't. Now it's funny. Now it's a Funny Bone. It's
just, yeah.
It's funny. How's that? I know you interview everybody, dog.
Yeah.
You got to think.
Yeah. I got y'all out there.
You get to fucking interview everybody. So how's that going?
You do a thing that's called
that's
like
terrible,
it's called a virtual graph.
Yeah, because I mean
y'all on there got. All the stars on there, man.
I hope none of that be on there. But you actually do a virtual
artist called a virtual graph.
Yeah,
I mean, just shout people out on video. That's all.
It's dope though because you get everybody that comes through, right. And it's what you don't know it, man, but you Lightweight could probably have a lot of connections that way. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's where I'm aiming at. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of the feature acts, like a lot of the, you know, the feature comics, you know, before the, you know, the headliner.
Yeah, the features.
They love that shit.
Yeah.
They be like, for real? I be like, yo, can I shout you out on video?
For sure.
Like,
you know why? Because motherfuckers, we don't get no shine. Right now, we ain't getting no shine. You know,
that's a unique thing. You say you didn't come up with that concept.
Shout out to my man E. He inspired me to do. I seen him do this shit.
Shout out to E.
He got the, well, I ain't got the shirt on, but he make his own shirts.
Okay.
And his shit be fire. I got like about 5 shirts from him.
Nice.
And he inspired me to do that. Cause I seen him do a video. You know, he advertising his shirts.
Okay.
He got some of the comics to, you know, to advertise his brand.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, wait a minute, okay, I like that. I'm gonna do that. You know what I'm saying?
And you did it. You came across a lot of big names in the comedy game.
Yeah. Michael Blackson.
Yeah. Tasha K. Godfrey just.
My wife hated that. My wife hated that one.
Tasha K.
Don't hate. Look, see.
No. And the reason why, because at first I was like, I didn't want to do with Kyle. I'm like, cause she, you know, she like the gossip and all that shit. And I was, but then I'm like, she cool. She just, that's her stick.
Yeah.
That's her style. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah, it's fucked up. But
I saw taking a picture. Right. That's all you're doing.
I saw Tasha K, and what I saw was a humble sister.
Yeah, she was cool.
And she was like honored to do your thing with you.
Right. She
she had a great future.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Like, unfortunately, her style is. Here's the thing. Comedy ain't the same. Now you got podcasters can be comedians now. She a podcaster. You know what I'm saying? We're going to make room for y'all.
You know what?
I'll be honest
with you. We're comedians before we were podcasters.
Yeah, y'all comedians, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. But this here?
Yeah.
This can be on the funny bone.
Yeah.
Because shout out to, who was it? It was T-Robe and a dude named Mailman.
Okay.
Mailman from Cincinnati. He a white dude from Cincinnati. He a wigger. Real wigger ass white dude.
Oh, Mailman. Yeah, I know.
You know who he is?
Yeah, I like him too.
From Cincinnati, y'all. He was cool as fuck.
Shout out to him.
Yeah.
And T-Roll from Pittsburgh.
Okay, T-Roll.
That show was dope, man.
Nice.
It was really, it reminded me of y'all. It was like, really? Man, I was like, y'all can do this. That made paved the way for y'all.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying?
So let me ask you this, Fred.
Yeah.
And you can either answer it or not. Who were some of the people that you ran across that was not like
cool?
Yeah.
Lou Duvall. He was not cool.
Really?
What's her name? Old girl from Wild 'N Out. I can't think of her name. I can't think of her name. She was whack. Cause I was like, I wanted to do a virtual grab with her.
Was it just hilarious?
Or no, it wasn't just hilarious. She was cool. She was real cool.
Okay.
Ebony? No, not Ebony. God damn. Wildin' Out. I can't think of God. I wanted to do the virtual grab with her. She was like, what is this for? I'm like, I'm just shouting you out on video. Nah, I'm cool. I'm like, all right. I just did your motherfucking audio and shit. Yeah, I just did. You know what I'm saying? She was charging $50 to take a picture with her.
Wow.
And the bitches she attracted was like a bunch of, you know, dyke bitches. Y'all gotta edit that bitch out anyway.
Was it B. Simone?
Yep, B. Simone. Oh. I don't know why I couldn't think of her goddamn name. How did you see
his memory?
His memory is impeccable, man.
I'm telling you.
I ought to kiss your head, but that's some big shit. But yeah, B. Simone. Exactly. Damn. It was B. Simone.
I'm sorry, girl.
B. Simone, you are like whack.
Damn.
You whack.
I mean,
I was trying to. Look, I did your music. I did what you wanted me to do. All I wanted was a picture. You just gotta get a picture with me. That chick was charging $50 to take a picture with it. Some motherfucker was doing that shit. I was like, her feature acts, what was his name? I forget their name.
But that's really surprising to me because, you know, B. Simone, she's attractive and I would have thought she was cool.
No, she's not a good person. I seen some shit, dude. She had a podcast. She had her own podcast.
She pulled herself then.
She about herself. She's very selfish.
Damn.
She's very selfish.
So I don't know that girl. But
I don't know her personally, but the vibe I get from it is very selfish.
I mean, if you're at a club and you're there and you're doing the audio, you know, you would think it would be cool. You know what? We're all comics. Shout out to B. Simone.
And she real up on her ego.
And that's your experience with
right. That's my. This is my experience. I don't mean to diss her, but it's just that that was my personal experience. Where,
but the problem is the thing is that's a little step behind the scenes of I understand if it was before or it was after her set. After her set, right?
After her set, yeah.
So it was after
it was
set.
A meet and greet, yeah.
Okay. So how did she do? Did she do good?
I laughed at her set. It was she was funny, but she went on that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like paying $50 to take a picture with her. I'm like, what? Man, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I was just like, all right, whatever. But I took a picture with her, her feature acts. Her feature acts was real cool.
Okay.
Shout out to Jay and Anderson. Alexander. I forgot the goddamn name. He was real cool.
You know what? Okay. And I'm not defending
Atlanta nigga. He was real cool.
I'm not defending Fred, but right. he
my views is not does not
yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
not the views of
the Midnight Pocket.
Midnight Pocket. It's not the views. So let's just get that clear.
But I also want to say he works there at the Funny Bone.
Yeah.
And he runs across a lot of acts, different acts every weekend.
Yeah.
And you know he's hustling himself, and he's also a comic. So
yeah,
you know if the names escape him,
it's
about vibes, man. Yeah. If I get a certain vibe from you, I'm be like it's either good or bad.
Yeah,
and the vibe I got from old girl, it was a bad vibe.
Right, right.
The vibe I got from Lil Duval wasn't a good vibe.
Could have been bad enough.
He dogged my man E. My man E was like trying to get him to he was trying to like his shirts, right?
Yeah.
And just, you know, trying to get, you know, advertise for him. He like, at first he was with it. He was like, cool. And then the next day he like, nah man, y'all gotta pay me. He was on some flip shit. And then I realized he a Gemini. So he got two sides of him. He got the cool side, and then he meant the other side of him, it was low down, so
yeah.
It was what it was, man. It ain't no disrespect. It's just, it is what it is.
Yeah.
We still like them. Right. We still fans. It's just, when we, you know, when you meet those people, it's just, you know, you get a certain vibe from the people, man. Yeah.
So I think we were
in their stage at a certain point, they're probably, you know, their heads a little bit, you know.
As far as they stage, jokes and stuff, they cool.
So as far as the people that you come across, and I know you come across a lot of people.
Right.
Is there anybody that you said that was like real cool and humble? Like who?
Yeah. Shit! Shout out to the comedian from St. Louis. Goddamn, why am I forgetting motherfuckers' names, man?
Weed.
Wood Delane from Birmingham. He was up here a couple weeks ago. I forgot who the fuck he opened for. That nigga was funny as fuck. He looked like Conceited from the battle rapper Conceited.
Oh, okay, from Wildin' Out.
Wildin' Out. He looked just like that nigga. What I thought he was him.
Wood Delane
from Birmingham, Alabama. All
right,
Wood Delane. Look him up. Hit that nigga funny as hell.
Okay.
And I was laughing so hard at his jokes. One of the it was some broads. They was complaining about me laughing. I was laughing so loud, I'm clapping my hands. Like, you know how sometimes you be laughing, you be like,
yeah. That's support.
I was doing it too loud. And so they was like, man, they told one of my coworkers, call the manager.
What? Because you're like, clapping and
laughing
out of the comedy show.
So I told her myself. I went to the manager. Her name was Tina. Shout out to Tina.
Shout out to Tina.
I said, Tina, the customers complained about me laughing too loud. She was like, alright, whatever.
So let me ask you this,
Fred. Like, okay, so as comedians, you know, we would, you know, I would think that you would be like, yeah, I'm gonna work down there. Any comedian showed you love? Anybody said, hey, come on and rock out?
Yep. Shout out to CP from Detroit. Let me rock out a couple weeks ago. CP from Detroit. Chris Powell. That's his name.
No. Shout out to CP, because let me tell you. I first ran into CP I didn't meet him personally, but I saw him on Roast Me.
Okay.
Def Jam Roast Me.
Never seen it. Okay.
Yeah. So that they were in a classroom session and it was
just
cracking on each other.
Oh, okay.
Roasting each other.
Yeah.
And I ran into
Brandon shit, right?
Yeah. I ran into Brandon Lewis. Brandon Lewis was like, "Yeah, come on down."
Yeah.
So I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. I kind of chickened out.
Yeah, he did. And he Brandon Lewis did say, come on down, we got auditions. He was like, okay, cool.
He said, come on down, you got to come to Atlanta, I will put you on.
Yeah.
Brandon Lewis said that.
Yes, he did.
Right.
Shout out to Brandon Lewis.
Shout out to Brandon Lewis, and he bitched
and,
out.
And I bitched out. So, look, I'm gonna be honest with you. CP was one that I was worried about. Craig Smith. And Bo Capone.
Them niggas.
And Billy Sorrell.
But what are you worried about?
Them niggas are...
It's jokes.
Murderers, man.
It's jokes. Murderers,
I'm going to say this again. I'm going to say this again.
I get it.
Hold on. CP.
I get it.
Craig Smith.
You still go. You still
Craig
go.
Craig Smith.
What else?
I got to pee like a motherfucker.
Yep.
All right.
So the funny bone, I mean, it gives you a lot of opportunities. And so has anybody ever offered you?
Yes. Like I said, CP gave me the guest spot.
Shout out to CP.
He gave me the guest spot down there. I rocked out for 5 minutes, man. Turned them over out, man. Back in May. Shout out to LeVar Walker.
Shout out to LeVar Walker.
And I got the opportunity. I'm actually the first comedian to host at the Funny Bone. The first employee to host at the Funny Bone.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's kind of groundbreaking.
Yeah.
So, and I got the opportunity to host there. And the Friday night show, I bombed like a motherfucker. Boy, I ain't gonna lie, nigga. Boy, that bomb was so bad.
Who gave you that opportunity?
Frank.
Oh, okay.
And my man E vouched for me. E vouched, told Frank, let me host.
Who is he?
My man E, my coworker, my doorman. Okay. Shout out to E. He looked like the UFC fighter Mazdoff. You know who you're talking about? The Cuban dude.
Okay, but he's not a comedian.
No, he's not.
Oh, okay.
But he vouched for me. He told Frank, put me up, let me host it. He let me host. Friday night show, bomber. It was a nuclear explosion. That motherfucker, woo! I'm up there cussing out the crowd and shit. Like, y'all, what I do? Here's the thing. It's the difference between hosting and guest spotting. I know there's a difference.
Big difference.
Big ass goddamn difference. When you guest spotting, it's just. But when you hosting,
yeah,
that's a whole nother monster, man. Oh, and I learned the hard fucking way.
Yeah, dog, that's a skill,
bomb.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah.
Nakasaki. Nigga, I bombed so bad, I was like, I had like 2 grenades strapped on me and shit.
So how the headline, or how the rest of the comedians go throughout the night?
Kenny Mock was the feature act.
Shout out to Kenny Mock.
Kenny Mock from Columbus, Georgia.
He's from Columbus, Ohio.
No, he ain't.
Yeah,
told him, when I talked to him, he like, no, I'm from Columbus, Georgia. I was like, because I was saying Columbus, Ohio, because that's where I met him. No, I met him in Cleveland, but I used to run him to him in Columbus.
We met him at Jason's show.
Who's
that? Jason.
What's
it? From remember we met him at
your memory is way better than mine.
Remember we met him at Jason's show? Along with
where?
At the Funny Stop. Kenny Mock.
Oh, okay.
It looked like Abbott.
Okay, yeah. He was funny. Yeah.
Yeah, we met him at
Kenny Funny's here.
From Columbus.
Yeah, I got
Jason
you.
Banks.
I know you. Yeah. Jason Banks, that's why. Because you threw me, you said Jason, like I didn't.
Along with Kenny. My other man.
Yeah, I got you. He was the middle act, right? The feature?
He was one of the features.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah.
Kenny is funny.
Yeah, he did a joke that resonated real good, and that's why I really liked him. What are you talking about?
Joke?
Yeah, shout out to Kenny Mock. But what were you saying?
Yeah, though? I don't remember the joke.
Yeah, he was a feature act, and he said he recorded. I need to get them shits from you, man. Shit, I want to see how bad I did. But he recorded the shit.
Oh, shit.
And LeVar Walker was there from Chicago, Southside Chicago. Shout out to LeVar Walker again. That's my man. He roasted. Oh, man, he let me have it, boy. That nigga roasted me for 20 minutes, man.
He gave material. He was like, thank God, it's going to be an easy night. I can talk about friends.
I didn't even want to hear it. All I heard was a bunch of the laughs was just roaring. I was like, I don't want to hear this shit.
You know what I've noticed a lot about comedians, though, a lot of times is like, if you go at the room and talk about what happened in the room, you get more laughs than sometimes you're set.
You do.
You know, it's crazy. You know what I mean? And so it's like almost a gimme. Because if somebody fucks up, you can go in on them motherfuckers. And the crowd will love it because they ain't talking about them. You're talking about somebody that they already know that fucked up, so they're laughing on your expense. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I did.
It's pretty messed up, but okay, so is there any opportunities that you passed on?
Last week, a couple weeks, shout out to Jay Phillips from D.C.
Okay.
He's about to give me a guest spot because I asked him. I was like, can you do guest spots? He's like, yeah. Friday night show. No, sorry. Saturday night show. I could have did both nights. I could have did that same night. You know why I ain't do it?
Why?
Because I was high as fuck. I ate like about 6 gummies. And I was lazy.
And is that because lazy. You don't take it serious or what?
I ain't taking
it serious. So you can't go on stage, huh?
No.
I mean, I smoke to go on stage. No. Wow, that's amazing. Okay.
I can drink.
See, that's different mentalities, people, because yeah. I have to go out and blaze before.
No, but
I go
but on if stage. Someone was giving you an opportunity, why would you do that?
Or you didn't, someone was or giving you
didn't. Don't chastise me, sir.
No, I'm not chastising.
I asked myself that.
Okay. As long as you.
I'm just saying, like.
As long as you, you know. Gave yourself.
Not chastising you at all. I'm just asking, like, if you knew you were about to rock out on stage, why would you do that?
I have no answer to that. I have no excuse. I was lazy.
Especially at the funny one and a good crowd.
Yeah, it was. That's John Armstrong was there that night.
Shout out to John Armstrong.
Anthony Mayo was. It was a Cleveland show.
Yeah, nice.
Plus DC.
I like both of those guys. Shout out to
John. Get John Armstrong's comedy. He got a comedy album.
We supposed to have him on. Yeah.
Get him away, man. That motherfucker hard, nigga. Yeah, I
listened to it.
That shit is hilarious, nigga. Yeah. Who else got one? Spike Lou got one.
Shout out to Spike Lou.
Shout out to him.
Yep.
I plug these niggas, man.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We show support in the Cleveland area.
Absolutely. Who else?
It's funny because I'm a Cleveland hater. Growing up, a Brown, you know, anti Browns fan, you know, a Steelers fan all day. I would never thought I'd be here repping, but. My comedy career is here in Cleveland. I was born and raised here, so I gotta, you know, represent all the people around and give me support. So, you know,
I'm an Ohio nigga.
You see this? This is what it is. Hey, and we gotta shout out the movie I was in right here.
Yeah, absolutely.
The last song, Maxie's Revenge.
And then
Common Creed Traffic in just popped.
Yeah, you know shout saying? Out to our man Javon Bates and James Dobra.
Yeah.
The Messiah that was in that boy.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah,
where you see it? Where you find? Where
Prime Video?
Prime Video,
baby.
Oh, Prime Amazon?
Yeah, Amazon. Yep. You can see the Maxie's Revenge.
What?
Yeah, I play a mafia boss in that bitch.
Yeah.
All right, quick. But let me ask you something.
We're gonna start filming the next one.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
How come all Cleveland movies about hood gangster?
Well, I can answer that because there's a lot of history.
No disrespect. I'm not disrespecting. I'm just saying.
There's a lot of history of mafia activity here in the city of Cleveland.
A lot of it.
It was a big mafia movement here. You always hear about New York and things like that. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the gentleman that has a podcast that was a former mob boss. He actually said that he has a lot of history here.
Killed Irishman.
Yep.
That was Danny Green. He was from Cleveland.
Yep.
So it's like, you know, it's a lot of movement here in Cleveland. It was like, actually, to be honest with you, where me Cleveland. And Jay met at.
Cleveland is very mafia.
Yeah, right.
Where me and Jay met at, you know, our former jobs was,
you know,
connected somehow, right. Some way.
Yeah.
In that era with the produce. So it's like.
Yep.
You know, it's weird. I've been watching a lot of YouTube videos. I've been coming across a lot of videos about how, like, the gangsters in Cleveland, like, mafia, they, like, this was like a real sugar city. Like, it was some mafia people that was involved in the business of sugar.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
And I'm sure.
Sugar's a drug.
Yeah. And it was. Go on YouTube and look that shit up. That's all I can say about it. There's all kinds of videos. They talking about Danny Green and all the people. I'm like, wow, so Cleveland did all this shit? Yeah. Like, wow, this city is...
No, Cleveland...
This city is violent, man. This city is very violent.
You gotta look at where it is. It's off the lake, so transportation's good. You know what I mean?
Don't forget the Erie Canal.
Yep.
A lot of things move through the Erie Canal.
Yeah, they're talking about Hollywood area and how, you know... A lot of resources. Now, that's a steel. My father used to work over there at Midwest Ford. It's like a real steel industrial area.
My father worked at White Motors.
Where's that at?
I don't don't know where it was, but it's no longer existing. But it was
what? Well, I think Erie too, man. It's like right there between Buffalo, Cleveland, and Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
and this is also a sweet spot for trucking, which is in the business that I am.
Yeah,
right. Everything comes through this area here.
Yeah, but you know, the highway system, man, this way it's set up, it's perfect. You know, it's pretty easy to get through. And
yeah, you know we got Mr. Fred here.
Yeah,
he's in the house. Yo, Fred, like anything that's coming up, let's talk about the show you got coming up, bro.
Yeah.
Down at the Funny Bone.
The Takeover. The Rob Ward Takeover.
And we got, you know, featuring Mr. Fred right here.
Yeah.
Tell us about that show, man.
Man, I'm so motherfucking excited about that shit. What?
Yeah. Woo!
Next Thursday? Not this Thursday, but October 24th. That whole week. That's my birthday week.
Where is it going to be at?
The Funny Bone. Downtown the Flats.
That's what's
downtown up. Man. What city is that?
Cleveland, Ohio, baby.
If you're in the area of the Cleveland, Ohio Funny Bone, come down and check out my man Fred, because I'm going to be there. You going to be there, Jay?
I'm going to be there.
And I personally heard other people that's like, are you going to the Takeover? Oh, I got to go check out Fred.
Keith Silly going to be there.
Keith Silly is like
Tim.
She was in the last show.
Yeah.
Timbuktu's gonna be there.
Yep.
My man, Bryn Grace.
Okay, well, yeah.
Bryn Grace.
My man.
And the lady who don't like my ass, Ulysse Dickerson.
Hey, shout out to Ulysse. She's a friend of the show.
Yeah.
You know, and that's some, like, you know, shout out to Ulysse.
Yeah.
You know, she's a friend of the show. She's a very funny female comedian. You know, up and coming on the rise, you know, and be on the lookout for her. You know what?
Yeah, she got a special, I heard.
Yes, she does.
This episode of the Midnight Pocket Podcast, brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services, help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
Hey, yo, Jay.
Yo.
Where can they find you at, baby?
Hey, everybody. You can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
I am the_great_CoreE. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast.
That's right.
And Mr. Fred. Give it up for Fred.
Give it up for Fred, y'all.
You done? Where can they find you at, baby?
We done already?
Where can we find you at, Fred?
God damn, man. You can find me in Euclid, Ohio. There.
What's your social media?
DoorDash, no Instacart, man. You can find me at Dave's, no Instacart, because that's where I be at. Either Dave's or Aldi's up there at the 222nd. That's where I do most of my Instacart shopping at, man. Shit, you know what I'm saying? You can find me up there. Also, as far as like AI and the internet, you can find me on IG, Fred. FRED_PHRED44.
Yeah.
On Facebook,
I'll follow.
I forgot what my Facebook shit is. It's Freddie Fred.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, I'm on there talking shit. I got two pages on there.
You got YouTube?
I'm on YouTube.
What's your YouTube?
Comedy Chaos TV.
Yeah,
I got Marlon Wayne, the image of Marlon Wayne on Don't Be a Menace in South Central. That's the Comedy Chaos TV. It's all vibes. And that's my other one. So that one got 8 subscribers on there.
You say your shit's on iTunes or something?
I'm on iTunes. I got some music on iTunes. Energy on iTunes. I got Luke Cage on iTunes. I got a song called Kick Drums on iTunes, man. It's good hip-hop music. Plus, I got a flash drive. I'm selling for $10. I got all my albums on there.
Bam.
Plus all my comedy shows. It's dope. Come here. $10. That's a deal. For real. I got a lot of shit on there.
That's what's up, everybody. Fred. Peace out.
Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast.